everybody, welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. I don't know if I said Postal Stand-Up on the last one. I might have said Classes of Mail. But in any case, that is Rainbow in the Dark. And Michael, who sings that?
Dio.
Yeah, turns out it's Dio. Thank God Michael is here, because I play this stuff on YouTube Music, and it says Rhino as the name. And I don't know that genre of music well enough to know that there's not some obscure band named Rhino. And thank goodness Michael saved the day. Welcome, Michael.
Hey.
All right. So our topic today is that, well, as you can probably see from the title, people like me who are on table one, we got, is that still playing? Go ahead and press the space bar to pause it. People like me who are on table one who got a really good deal when I got hired into the post office, we're in the same union as the people who are on table two, people like Michael. Michael, what step are you on? L or something?
I'm at like N.
N. Oh, as you're moving right along, you're getting close to the end.
Yeah, I'm almost at max.
Yeah, yeah. So, but regardless, you had a lot of financial struggle on your way up that I didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not fair. We are a union. We are in this together. And I can't help that our union leadership, I mean, I probably could help it because I wasn't a very active voter before.
When I started on the table two, it was as a CC, it was $15 an hour. And then when you made regular, you made $18 an hour.
Okay.
Okay. And at the time, before 2013, the PTFs were making $22 an hour. So that is a big difference in pay.
Right.
And I believe, I think it was Tyler Vester, I think he's the one who talked about it, that there is a difference of $150,000 between table one and table two. So people on table two is losing $150,000 compared to table one.
That's a house.
Yes.
That's, that is a lot of money. That's like a Tesla Cybertruck or whatever. Yeah, that is a tremendous amount of money. And, you know, to make amends for not voting right, when this stuff came up, by not resisting and by passing those agreements and so on, and just being checked out, really, and not caring, I have a moral debt that is owed to the people who are coming into the post office behind me. And I hope that any of you on table one feel that similar moral debt, that I can't help now, I mean, not directly help what Michael is being paid, but I do, you know what I can do at least? Not shit on them and not shit on the CCAs who are coming in and having a struggle. When I used to manage Little Caesar's Pizza, I was the store manager. Oh, what a terrible job that was. But I did the hiring, but I couldn't control the pay. That was all set by like the owners. And we paid minimum wage. And back then it was $4.25 an hour. And then it jumped to like $5.15. And I used to always tell my employees, I can't.
You're making me old.
Oh, well, dude, I go back to
335 when I was.
I go back to 375. Yeah. So anyway, I would tell them, I can't help how much you get paid. You can go anywhere and make as bad a money as you make here. So the least I can do is give you a pleasant working experience. And I would go out of my way to make sure that people were treated fairly, that people were treated with basic human dignity, that I would schedule enough people and on, because damn, that's the least we can do. So,
the CCAs, a lot of people don't talk to them because while they're on probational period, they think they might be gone the next once.
Oh, you don't want to get too attached.
Too attached. Well, and I think that's what's going on too.
Half of our CCAs every year anyway. Yeah, I get that. You know, it's more like there's like a mentality that, oh, I had to struggle, so you should have to struggle too. And that's what I'm really hoping to push back against. You know, I am opposed to that sort of mentality. I don't want these people to have to struggle.
Yeah. Well, this new pay system, I believe the CC is going to start at like, what, $20 an hour, $21 an hour at the most.
Right.
And in Las Vegas, if you go to a casino and you work at Panda Express, they start at $25 an hour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So who do you want to work here?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so just like at Little Caesars, the least we can do is try to give them a pleasant experience.
But the pleasant experience is that we have no problem giving that to the CCAs. Its problem is management.
Right.
Yeah, management is treating them like crap at this wage when they can go to Panda Express and make $25 an hour.
Yeah. And so I would say to the union stewards out there that you have that same obligation to make sure you fight extra hard for those CCAs and make sure they know their rights. And
our
like that.
National needs a change to protect the CCAs so that...
Without question.
Yeah, and they have not done that.
No, no. And that's something that you hear Corey talk about, you hear James Henry talk about, and you don't hear Brian Renfro
talk about. And hopefully the new next regime will change that.
That is the plan. All right, guys, thank you very much for listening. We will catch you next time.